Logan and Rebel use an embarrassing amount of F-bombs. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, get ready. Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat those cheeks.
They're all scared of my music. They're terrified of my friends. They all run and take cover like a big storm's coming in. Better lock up your liquor and keep your women mean. Better find you a basement. It's the worst storm you ever seen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Looking Glass Podcast. I'm your host, Logan Pye.
And I'm Rebel.
Hey, bud.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm okay.
We have a special guest with us this week. This is a newcomer to the show. He's never been on here before.
Never.
Obviously, that's what newcomer means.
He doesn't even want to be here.
His real name is Hunter Patterson, but he goes by Fletch. Say hi, Fletch.
Hello.
So, you're nervous.
Yes.
Well, you can't be nervous, bud. The reason I brought you on here is because you have some of the craziest stories I've ever heard anybody babble in my life.
Yeah.
We're not sure how accurate they are, but we do want to hear them.
You're 23 years old, and you've done more in those 23 years than most people have done in 83 years.
That is true.
Or you're a gypsy.
Yeah.
You've been around and done everything.
A little bit.
So we're going to get into some of the, most of these stories are inappropriate, so we're going to get into that on the other side of the show.
It'll be the other side.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, Fletch, is we're just going to bullshit a little bit for about 20, 30 minutes on this side. And then
about 15s usually.
Well, did you bring a song?
You have a song?
I did not.
Oh, okay. You ever listened to this show?
One time.
Oh, that's more than most people. But thanks for doing your research, bud. Anywho, Reb, how's your weekend?
It was good, I guess. I don't know. It seems like every time the weekend hits, the weather gets shitty. And so then you just kind of sit inside and look outside and say, I want to touch it, but you can't touch it.
What are you trying to touch?
The outside, but it's gross out there.
Because of the rain.
Rain, spitting flurries, windy as hell, cloudy, you know. Just
nasty windy this week.
Dreary old spring days.
It's Northwest Missouri, baby.
Yeah, but it's when the weekend hits and you know, you feel like you can get out with the family and run around the yard. That's when you're on lockdown.
Your whole family just goes and runs around the yard?
Yeah, when it's nice.
Really?
I mostly fast walk, but the others run.
Do you guys all put on like suspenders and the girls put on?
I carry an axe.
Sundresses and everybody just runs around the yard?
Yeah, axe and suspenders for me.
Ring around the rosy, mm-hmm, and whatnot. That's what I imagine out there on that hill. Out there at the big house.
Yeah, it's basically like the Sound of Music.
Oh, hey, we got your fertilizer on.
Oh, and the sweet corn patch?
Yeah.
Installed that. I saw that. Yeah, you got the vehicles too. Good for you guys.
I see.
The barn, tractor. You guys get it great. I don't think there's a square inch out there you guys didn't fertilize. I found some on the deck, I'm pretty sure.
I accidentally sent a little too much.
It looks so thick.
Yeah, I think it's pretty thick.
Told you not to do that.
Well, your rate was 670 pounds to the acre.
That's why it looks thick.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do?
Run thick.
So I think some got in your yard.
Oh, it got everywhere. I'm not joking.
And then we got 7/10 of rain on it, so.
Yeah, I think I could hear my old pickups down by the barn that were covered in fertilizer rusting when I left the house today.
Were they really covered in fertilizer?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, because they're parked next to the watermelon patch.
Well, I don't know what you expect then.
I didn't say it was your fault. Actually, I said, good job, guys.
You said, good job, you covered my pickups in fertilizer.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was unavoidable is what I'm getting at.
I don't know. Depends how hard you try. I try harder than most people. I've noticed that.
At what?
Most everything.
Being a dick?
No. Maybe. Sometimes. Fletch, we're just trying to, you know, we're just shooting the shit and letting you get, you know, unnervous. You're sitting there like an Asian instructor of the martial arts. You got your hands folded about your chest, yep, and you look very uncomfortable. You're going to have to get closer to the mic, though.
Yeah, bud, just relax. Do you want a little sip of booze to calm your nerves?
I probably don't right now.
Are you sure? I was going to say, I'll get you one of these off the shelf, and you can just Take a little swig of that. It'll calm you down.
Don't listen to him. He always tries to get our guests
no,
really
I'm not
drunk.
Trying to get you drunk. I'm trying to help
and
here.
And they're throwing up, and this is what he does. Anyway, Fletch, yeah. Tell me how you got the name Fletch. Just for you at home that don't know, he actually works for Logan, so he probably felt like he couldn't say no. He's an employee of FSC.
Shoot that.
Now Fletch is shooting whiskey because Logan's an enabler.
Yes, very much.
There.
And giving him shots of...
That's what Luna...
Was that full strength stuff?
I think it's like 120 proof.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, that's that shit that burnt really bad, too, all the time.
Is that stuff that... No, that was last week's, wasn't it?
It was good, but didn't it have full burn?
I believe so.
That burn a lot? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fletch's eyes are red. Fletch, how'd you get the name Fletch? I think I know how you got the name Fletch, but...
Well, I met Logan.
Gotta get closer to your mic.
When I met Logan, I was just at the gas station... And just talking to him a little bit, and
he's just a wanderer.
He told me to come into the shop next day, and I did. And
I like you. I want you. Come to my shop.
We got to talking.
You're mine now.
Apparently, he thought my name was Fletch instead of Hunter.
Well, in my defense, I've been drinking when I met him. We were out on the Gator. It was an afternoon deal. We were out checking crops and saw Fletch. Standing in front of Casey's with another guy we know. And he's like, hey, he's looking for a job. I go, oh, well, I'm Logan Pyatt. He goes, I thought he said Fletch Patterson, but he said Hunter. I don't know how he messed that up.
He didn't.
I know he didn't. I did. But I was like, well, if you know I drive a truck, he said yes. I was like, well, be at my office tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Right at 9 o'clock, he walked in. I was like, who the hell are you? He goes, I'm the guy you talked to yesterday. I'm like, oh, yeah, you want a job?
I was wasted. Is that pretty much how it went, Fletch?
Yeah.
Within what, a few days of you being on the job, he sent you the truck for me?
Yeah.
You hadn't been there very long.
About a week.
Because he said, I'm going to send Fletch over. I said, who in the hell's Fletch? Because I was in Harvest. I didn't.
So I'm like, I don't know.
Oh. So he, Fletch shows up. I'm like, hey, Fletch. He goes, like, I don't know why people are calling me Fletch. I'm like, I don't know. Logan said your name's Fletch. I'm like, well, it's Hunter. I'm like, well, that'll work, Fletch. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
I mean, Fletch is a pretty good nickname.
It's actually a really good nickname.
I mean, it's kind of stuck. I mean, every once in a while, I'll be talking to people, and I couldn't tell you their name half the time, and they know exactly who I am. I'm like, new to the area.
Do you introduce yourself as Fletch to people around here now?
I have started doing that, yes.
Nice. That means you like the name.
It's not going away now. It's too
but
late.
You love it, right?
It's not bad.
Well, you told me when I first met you that your friends call you shitbag, so I figured that Fletch is probably a much better nickname than that.
Yes, it is.
I feel like I saved you.
Yeah.
Thank me.
I mean, every once in a while you still call him a shitbag, but, you know.
That's only when he's mad.
That's only
when. Or in the bag. Or both.
That's true.
When I'm mad and in the bag.
Or either or.
I'm not sure I've ever called you shitbag.
You have once or twice.
You can't do that.
Well, I usually just go with Fletch. I don't call you Hunter.
You're right.
How about that?
It's interesting.
I had to change his name in my phone because it kept saying Hunter Patterson. I was like,
this is not going to work. I don't know who this guy is. Block number.
Yeah.
Fletch is a pretty good name, so you did get you got a good draw there.
I did.
That and Amazing Movies back in the day. Well, okay, maybe Amazing, maybe overstep.
Amazing is, that's probably an overstep.
Good movies, though. Entertaining movies.
The first one was really good. The sequel didn't hold up.
Did they only make two?
I think so.
Fletch and what? Fletch Lives?
Yeah. You ever even seen those, Fletch?
I have not.
You've never seen the Fletch movies?
No.
You're named after him.
I know.
I always forget you're 12 years younger than I am. I was like about to graduate.
You're 9 years younger than me. Figure that out.
Yeah. You were out of college when he was born. Okay. I was about to graduate high school when he was born. You're just a boy.
I am.
Did that shot help? You feel looser now?
I do.
You feel warmer?
Yeah.
You need another one?
No.
Okay.
Don't let them do it to you. That's the only advice I can give, because we'll do a bourbon review here when we get to the other side, and then we'll sip on whiskey throughout the show.
I'm like that Jack Nicholson meme. He just keeps trying to egg people.
You're a pusher, man. In another life, I think you would have been an enabler.
I'm a pilgrim.
I don't think that's what that means.
The pilgrim. He's a poet. He's a pusher. He's a problem. He's an enabler. You know?
Yeah, I know. Chapter 33. I get the song.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Oh, just fine. We went and saw the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, Ray was hacking, and Ray didn't feel good again. It's like we can't shake whatever's going
on. Everybody's sick.
Yeah, I know. And we just were sick and got over sick, and then he was sick again Friday night and Saturday. And it's just like, so we couldn't go. Anyway, how was the egg hunt?
Oh, I mean, it was fun. It's chaos. I was going to be the fullback. I mean, I was helicopter dad. If anybody was going to knock my kid over, I was going to knock them over.
Oh, damn it, Christmas.
What?
You're not one of those, let them get bumps and bruises and grow up tough.
No, I do.
That
but
sounds like
if they
it.
Do them on their own, but if some kid purposely knocks her over.
I mean, if you're ready to DDT a 18-month-old that bumps into your daughter, I'd say, yeah, you're ready to let her.
I'd say DDT, but I mean, probably suplex. I'm not trying to hurt their neck.
A suplex can definitely hurt someone's neck.
Not the way I do it.
Fletch, you ever suplex somebody?
I have not, but Logan has tried to do it to me.
You suplex you?
Mm-hmm. He's really good about trying to fight everybody at the office.
Very much.
They should make a movie on how the workings are down there.
Documentary? A docuseries on it?
It's just the workers sitting around like on pins and needles, and they hear you stirring in the office. And then the door kicks open. You got your boxing gloves in one hand and a 2x4 in the other. And then you just start poking them all until someone tenses up.
That
like,
makes
oh,
me,
you want it?
It makes me sound like I'm a coke.
You want it?
I don't think it's quite like that.
Bust a pot of coffee on your head and then go to work. I could go around that room and ask, has Logan, no, I say fight, but obviously it'd be more like wrestle. Has Logan attacked you? And everyone would say yes.
No, I don't think so. Everyone. Carl, Timmy, Fletch.
Shane.
Did you try Shane too?
Not an old Shane.
Oh, yeah, young Shane.
I don't think I've ever tried to fight, wrestle young Shane. That boy's a tank. He's a monster.
Good sized boy.
He's a big boy.
That's true.
He's like a size 15 boot. Imagine that going up your bum.
Fletch, who would win? You and young Shane in a thumb war.
A thumb war?
How's your thumbs?
Let's see them. Do you have big hands?
Not really.
No, you got baby hands.
I do.
But how's your thumbs?
I mean,
not you consider bad. Them strong?
I guess. Yeah, a little bit.
You work
good,
them out?
You got good meat right there?
Yeah.
Baby meat. Let me see your meat, Logan.
What?
You got baby meat on your thumbs, too.
What does that even mean, baby meat?
Well, you see this fucking chicken leg right here on my hand?
Yeah.
Can you see that, guys?
Yeah, I can see it. Well, you have enormous hands.
That's what gives strength to your thumb. And when it's small, I call it baby meat.
You're making this up as you go.
A little bit. I mean, that is actually the muscle that controls your thumb.
Well, I understand that, but you don't.
It's a turkey leg.
You don't go around looking at people's hands and tell them they have baby meat.
Not usually. Unless we're doing a podcast, you guys call me Turkey Leg if you want.
Okay, I'll start calling you Turkey Leg. What a nickname that would be.
Well, hopefully people just think it means something else, which it doesn't.
Why do you call him Turkey Leg? Oh, because he's got real strong thumb meat, and I'll turn around and walk off. Like, wait, no, please explain more. Like, I can't. That's all I got.
I've already said too much.
Baby meat.
I really wish I wasn't plugged up all the time. Is this just life now?
I'm telling you, man, I've been sick for 2 years almost.
Fletch, you get sick much?
Not really. But if I do, it's bad.
Well, so, like, you're one of those, if you get sick, you're...
I'm sick.
You're down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where Fletch lives, if he gets sick and gets his neighbor sick, he's going to kill most people up there.
That is true.
Do you have a neighbor under 70?
Oh, that's right. You're up at the senior housing.
Up at the whatnot on the east side, southeast corner of town.
Yep. I actually don't have anybody on either side of me right now, so...
So, you party?
Not really.
You don't listen to music real loud? You ever get drunk by yourself?
I do.
You just sit there and get drunk?
Sometimes, yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done by yourself?
We're on the wrong side for that.
Yeah.
Don't let them bait you into anything creepy on this side. This is what we call the free side of our program. So anybody can listen to this part until you'll know when we go to the other side.
So we can just get our hooks in them on this side. Try to drag them over there. Really, we're just trying to get them to give us money.
So far, you're up to like 18 words, Fletch.
Well, I mean, it's the first time ever doing this stuff.
You got to relax. Do you like whiskey? Do you like bourbon?
I do, but sometimes too much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you get, like, mean on whiskey?
Depending on what it is.
Okay, so the middle's neutral, all right? This is our needle.
Okay.
Do you get, would you say, more mean or more creepy?
Well, I mean, you can be, like, more fun. That could be one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a 3D needle.
I think there's one of each.
Well, it goes four ways, the needle, front, back, side, side.
I mean, I think more mean than creepy.
Okay.
What kind of meter is mean or creepy? Who's going to vote? I mean, I would probably vote mean for that one, and I am the farthest from getting mean when I drink.
Well, I'd say with you, you probably get creepier.
See, I wouldn't say that. That's why your metric there is terrible.
Because I've never seen you in a bad mood when you're drinking.
Yeah, because I really feel, and I hope this doesn't hurt anybody's feelings, Fletch, if you're a mean drunk, but if when you drink, you get meaner or more aggressive, you shouldn't drink.
I mean, I get more kind of just off to myself and...
To creepy.
Not really. No, I just kind of...
That actually sounded creepy, Fletch. Well, you can see where we're coming from.
I do, yes. But, like, I just kind of just be myself. Just
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done when you were drunk and alone?
No, wrong side for that, because I assume it involves
the
private parts.
Probably involves that. Well, I'll get him on the other side. I'll write that down so I can remember. But, so everybody knows, you're going to want to come to the other side. The reason we brought Fletch on is... He knows a lot about ghosts, exotic animals, people getting hit by trains.
He's basically our Tiger King.
How many ghost stories would you say you have? You told me 4 or 5.
I have a couple. I mean, just...
I mean, you at least told me 4 the other day.
Just things I've...
And some were pretty creepy.
Yes. Just things I've gotten some friends to go do just because we had nothing else to do that night.
I think a couple you told me was the exact plot to Goosebumps. So maybe it was Stolen Valor from a book. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I've never read those books.
Well, probably the show. I didn't figure you probably read the books.
I don't think I've ever seen the show either.
They made a movie, too, Jack Black.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Wasn't he in Goosebumps?
I think so. Maybe.
I might have misspoke there. I know he was like the man with all the clocks, whatever that one was. But they made a Goosebumps movie not too long ago.
I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe he wasn't.
Jack
in that
Black
one.
Was in it or not. Yeah, well, they made a Goosebumps series.
Back in the day.
No, I mean recently. It was on Netflix. It had that Justin Long, I think was his name, from
that's a good porn name.
Oh, he was in God damn it. Where they made up that college, South Harmon Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
He was the main guy in that. He was one of the main guys in Goosebumps.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
He was in Jeepers Creepers.
Yep. What a film.
they made a series 2023. It did not have Jack Black in it.
But the main problem with Jeepers Creepers was when you saw that thing, you realized there was no way you're going to defeat it.
Well, it was a true story.
Obviously, but you just knew there was no way you're going to defeat that.
Well, okay, so the flying bat thing that smelled people, I don't think that was real. But when they drive by the old church and they see...
He was so strong.
Yeah, well, they see a very odd-looking man loading a bloody sheet or thrown into a well. That was actually true, and a couple got followed for, like, miles by that guy. They had to shake him. So that part was real, and then they added bat wings to him and a real souped-up old shitty truck.
So because someone saw a bloody sheet getting thrown in a well and a guy drove behind him for 2 miles, you're saying Jeepers Creepers is based on a true story?
I'm saying that part was.
There was more to the show than that. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. So I'm saying that I don't think that
he could like rip tops off of vehicles.
Yeah, I don't think that the a giant bat thing actually killed a school bus full of kids.
Fletch, you seen Jeepers Creepers?
I think I have.
Where you at on it?
What do you mean you think you have? If you've seen that movie, I mean, you know it.
Yeah, I mean, he like takes your eyes. He takes your. He makes himself whole by taking parts of your body.
Jeepers Creepers.
No, I have not seen that. No,
you haven't seen it.
I have not.
It whistles all the time.
No.
Well, you should watch it because the guy's strong.
I don't know. It's
you like strong guys, Fletch.
Where are you at on strong men?
I don't know how to answer that one. That sounded kind of.
Oh, you like them strong.
I mean, would you rather be surrounded by a bunch of strong men or a bunch of weak men?
Depending on what we're doing.
Lifting stuff.
Lifting, probably strong guys.
Flexing.
I guess
strong flexing, guys. Strong guys.
Yeah,
eating sandwiches.
That'd be kind of weird.
What if you're drinking whiskey and you're moving your needle towards the creepy side, but you're only around a bunch of strong guys? Where are you at on that?
Probably just leaving.
Yes or no?
Probably just leaving.
It's a yes or no question.
You know what? I've had too much to drink. I'm getting creepy. These guys are strong. I think I'm gonna leave.
A bunch of strong boys.
That's a good
here.
Answer, Fletch. Probably just leaving.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. You want to give us some music and get on to the other side?
I would love to. This week on Red Dirt Recommendations.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go. Let's boogaloo till we puke.
Coming off the Patreon wire, Daniel Eliff wants a Paul Eason song, Maybe Tonight. But I still took the fall. It's okay. I'm feeling down. It's good to feel at all. Maybe tonight.
Have I heard that one?
I don't know what you've heard, man.
Is it a Sheena Easton song? Is that what you said?
Paul.
Paul Easton.
Easton.
I don't think I've ever heard that one. Did you like it?
I did, yeah. Had the old like Texas country sound to it.
Is it more of a Rebel song or a Logan song?
You know, like an R&B.
So it's an Us song.
Eli Young Band. I mean, when you think Texas swing country.
Scooby-Doo. Bow.
No, but just think R&B. To me, that's what it sounds like. Just that Texas sound.
Hmm. Would you rather two-step or scat?
Two-step. Not sure I know how to scat.
Well, I think you
unless just, you mean voice scat.
No, I think...
Is there a scat dance?
Scatting. Don't you just like flail your arms and kick your legs really fast?
Fletch, you ever scatted?
A lot of shoobity-doo-bop.
I'm not.
But I bet you can two-step, though, can't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, yeah. When he goes out in the evenings, wears a cowboy hat and a bolo.
Not a bolo.
Texas tie?
I thought you wore a bolo.
I don't have a bolo.
Why?
I just don't have one.
What's a bolo?
A bolo is like what Philip Rivers wears after.
You talking about Texas tie?
He's doing interviews. Yeah, they're technically
the two called, pieces of leather.
Usually a piece of turquoise.
Okay, leather. I just call them Texas ties. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they're called bolos.
That's too close to yellow. I'm gonna stick with Texas tie.
Texas tie sounds like one of those, Urban Dictionary things.
It kind of does.
Remember,
used
to try to get me to guess that, and they were always really stupid, and I hated that segment. I love Ryan Kingery.
You hate every segment.
I love Ryan Kingery. Well, it was always just so dumb and gross.
Yeah.
It'd be like, Texas tie, and then say the nastiest stuff that you could imagine, and then I'm like...
Somehow eat it in the end, after you do the nastiest stuff ever.
I'm like, well, go ahead and like give me the... Can you put it in a sentence? Tina came over, I gave her a Texas tie, and that was all that I ever got. It was so dumb.
That's pretty cool.
I suppose. This week for my Red Dirt recommendation, I'm going with a band that's really up and coming right now. Red Clay Strays, Wondering Why.
She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. Oh, it's a little hope, piece of heaven when we lay down tonight. She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why.
I love the Strays, man.
They're so good.
They're good. They're just tight, tight, tight.
The guy kind of looks and sounds like Elvis. They're going to do it.
I think they're doing it. They've certainly been gaining traction.
Well, now they're really going to do it since we put them on the show.
They're going to owe everything to us.
At least like 40%. If we get 40% of their market value, I think that would help us out a lot.
That's a good point. Fletch, before I give this last song, this is your opportunity. If you would like to hijack it and put a song that you're into right now in the Red Dirt country-ish, southern rock-ish.
What kind of music do you like, Fletch?
Red Dirt. I mean, just about anything, really, but.
So you want to pass? Are you doing a hard pass right now?
I'm doing a hard pass, yeah.
Hard pass from Fletch. Also, coming off the Patreon wire, Garrett Race wants to hear Old 60 do Brother Joe.
She told him all about Jesus, the love he had to give. A few years have passed now, and they're thinking about some kids. They popped out a couple of in the front pew every Sunday morning when he's in the pulpit spreading gospel to the room. Preacher, man, he's so in love with God, he's one of his
three sons, and every morning when he wakes, he thanks the good Lord above. His life he lives will get enough. Sometimes things get tough, but he does it for his Valerie, who pulled him from the rough. Yeah.
Old 60 is coming on pretty strong, too. We have got so many. We've already done them on the show, I'm almost certain.
I've seen
not Brother Joe.
I've seen a lot of Old 60 popping up. It's they're in
probably
my algorithm.
Had 4 or 5 people request Old 60 the same song, which I'm almost certain. The reason I haven't done it, guys, is because I did it. I'm just almost certain I did it a couple months ago.
I bet I know which song it is because I downloaded it whenever you did it.
It's a great song, and I do forget the name of it. But it's the one everyone keeps requesting. Well, finally, we got a different song, Brother Joe.
Smoke and the Light.
That's it, yeah. And I know I did that one.
You did, because that's why I downloaded it.
We get at least 1 or 2 a week for that song.
Are people just suggesting music and not listening to the episodes?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool,
Pretty cool, guys.
Sometimes they'll do it, I'm like, oh, we just did that one last week or 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm a little behind.
Like, really, we just want your money, but you could listen to the show if you want.
Like, how far behind? June? Like, all good.
That's partially our fault. We make them too long.
I've told you that before.
Yeah, but then every time we talk about shorting them down, we get upheavals from the people that do listen.
3 hours is a long time to sit here and talk.
It is, but not when you have Fletch.
That is true.
No, we had that chatterbox.
We had to pull the plug on him. He just had to mute his mic.
And Fletch, if you want, after you tell some stories, if you're still nervous, I mean, you can leave whenever you want.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry.
This isn't a prison.
In fact,
I always recommend you leave him before he gets handsy, which is around the 2.5 hour mark.
In fact, if you don't start talking more, we're just going to kick you out anyways.
Okay.
All right.
People would be, Fletch, how'd it go? Okay. Okay.
They told me to leave.
All right, guys, we're going to get to the other side. We're going to get to some of Fletch's stories and just our general news and regular stories. He's not the only dirty bird in the room. Your ride doesn't have to stop here, you freeloaders. All you have to do on Patreon is look up Looking Glass Podcast, which you're currently listening to. Pick a tier, any tier, and give them some information, basically how you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the best decision you ever made.
Wow.
For a small investment of $7 a month, you can have belly laughs, tears, blood, sweat. What else can you do?
No, I can't say it.
Breathing
on the side.
Heavy.
Oh, am I breathing heavy?
No. They'll be breathing heavy.
Oh.
It's so intense.
Yeah. It's going to get pretty serious on the other side, Fletch. Are you ready?
Instead of going to the gym, just join this high-intensity workout. Anyway, we hope you join us. We told you how, but we got to go.
Love you. Bye.
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 Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl,
you're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your
girl.
Eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. Came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." His eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel
vision falling rise. She saw its raging glory, but he had always told the truth. Lord, it was an honest man. And Brandon does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl, fine.